Hi, I'm going to see if I can record this all in 5 minutes. I have to pull it up first, though. This is the first chapter of my NaNoWriMo novel. It's called Ryan Veeder's NaNoWriMo Novel by Ryan Veeder, age 25. The final installment in my famous Animorphs series has been written, said K.A. Applegate, and now I have approved my ghostwriter's manuscript so that it may be published. It was a dark and stormy night. The rain beat down against the windows with a horrible impatience. She lay her signing pen down upon the paperwork with a heavy sigh. All that remains is for my courier, Wilhelm, to deliver this paperwork to my publisher. Then the saga of the Animorphs, Cassie, Rachel, Jason, Tobias, Joey, Chandler, and Marco, who entered the literary world as hormone-racked boys and girls, and who exit it as capable, world-saving men and women, can finally be concluded. She sighed again. She sighed a sigh of contentment. Catherine Alice Applegate was eager to put the well-worn world of the Animorphs behind her and to move on to bigger and better things. Outside, though, the wind whistled wickedly, and thunder sprang from the depths of the night, and the courier Wilhelm did not come. If I had a cellular phone, I would call Wilhelm to make sure that he was all right. But I do not, and Wilhelm doesn't either. I wonder if it can wait. She glanced at her watch, but the weight that she felt was the weight of the manuscript of the final novel in the Animorphs series, and the weight of the expectations of millions of fans across the globe, fans of a series that had been printed in 25 languages. It's not so bad a storm, and I owe these brave Animorphs more than my signature. I will deliver this paperwork myself, she said. The bust of Homer on her mantle seemed to nod in agreement. Applegate threw on her raincoat, grabbed her car keys, strode to the garage, opened the garage door, entered her car, put the key in the ignition, shifted the car into reverse, backed out of the garage, and began driving through the storm of the century toward her publisher's office. Somewhere else, far away, an object sped at an incredible speed toward a different object. Thunder, rain, and lightning assaulted Applegate's cars from all sides. How did I get onto the county road? Applegate wondered aloud. I should turn around, but I can barely see 10 feet in front of me, much less a place where I can turn my car around. Heaven help me. There was a flash like lightning, but it was a deep green color, and it seemed to come from everywhere. Then there was a sound like thunder, but louder and more complicated. Then there was a crash. What could that be? Applegate. What could that be? Applegate strained to see the place where the thing, whatever it was, had collided with whatever entity with which it had collided. She slowed down and drove toward an old barn. The object that had crashed into the barn was an object of the kind that Applegate had often imagined and never seen in person. As if a page had been lifted out of her works of science fiction and pasted into the cosmic book titled Reality, she gazed upon a shape like that of a flying saucer. A structure with a door that opened to reveal a humanoid form. It spoke to her. Please state your name, it said. My name is Catherine Alice Applegate, the human stated. It is a pleasure to meet you, Applegate, the alien replied. My name is Palantra'il. Are you a man or a woman? Applegate asked. These words mean nothing among my people, Ail explained. But the entrenched social structures of my culture are such that a certain group of persons are forced to compose and disseminate entertaining fictions under truncated, non-specific names in an effort to avoid the effects of prejudices against that group that would limit their success in such endeavors. Because of my membership in that group, I, P.T. Ail, identify most closely with the females of your culture. Applegate accepted this and noted that Ail looked very much like a woman anyway. It's very ironic that we've met each other like this, she said. It reminds me of how the Animorphs, before they became the Animorphs, met the Andalite prince Elfangor, who revealed to them the invasion of their planet by the evil Yerks. I see, Ail replied, but Andalites and Yerks are fictional, and they have nothing to do with my reason for being here. Why have you come to this planet? Applegate asked. Ail produced a glowing orb. This orb contains vital botanical data that will affect the future of your species. I was sent to deliver it to your Secretary of Agriculture,